there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to Life Questions. You might not know this, or you might. We know that Billy Graham has recently passed away, gone to heaven, as a Christian would say. Many years ago, his wife, Ruth Bell, when she was his future wife at that stage, she prayed a prayer. Let me read the prayer to you. It said this: "Dear God, I prayed all unafraid, as we're inclined to do. I do not need a handsome man, but let him be like you. I do not need one big and strong, nor yet so very tall, nor need he to be some genius or wealthy, Lord of all. But let his head be high, dear God, let his eye be clear, his shoulders straight, whate'er his state, whate'er his earthly sphere. And let his face of character, a ruggedness of soul, and let his whole life show, dear God, a singleness of goal, that when he comes, as he will come, with quiet eyes aglow, I'll understand that he's the man I prayed for long ago." Now, it's quite amazing that Ruth Bell, as she was at the stage, became Ruth Graham. She prayed that prayer, and her prayer was undoubtedly answered. I wonder if you've ever made a note of your prayers. You know, it's the only way to really know if your prayers are answered is to take a note of them. God does hear and answer prayer. But the first prayer we really need to make is the prayer of repentance. If you ever listened to Billy Graham preach, you would know that he preached about God's love. He preached about Christ's death upon the cross. And he preached about repentance from sin. God does hear and answer prayer. But the Bible says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." I have some verses that I want to read with you, but before I read them, let me explain to you what the word repentance means. I want to talk to you, or read verses to you, which speak about repentance. To repent means to change, a change of place or condition, to exercise the mind, to think, comprehend, and it's a change of mind or to relent. Theologically, it involves regret or sorrow, accompanied by a true change of heart towards God. It's distinguished from mere regret. Now, that came from the Complete Word Study Bible, a definition of the word repentance. The Bible makes it clear that it is important to repent and turn to God immediately. Mark 1, verse 15. "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." But the Bible also teaches that if you don't repent, you'll lose your soul. That means you'll perish. Putting it bluntly, you'd end up in hell. Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3, "I tell you, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." But you know, the amazing thing is if you do repent, your sins will permanently be dealt with. They will be sent away. Listen to what Peter said in Acts 2:38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." But you know, repenting, turning to God, is just not a mere choice. Or it is a choice, but God commands our repentance. Acts 17:30 says, "The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." And I want you to understand this, that true repentance will always be followed by faith in the Lord Jesus. You don't repent and then sit in no man's land. It says in Acts 20:21, it's repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my final point about repentance is not just a mere ritual, a sacrament, an action that is devoid of meaning. It is always going to be verified by the evidence of a changed life. Obedience to the word of God. I leave you with a final verse from Acts chapter 26, verse 20. And it says that he showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. In other words, they were to live up to their profession. They were to live lives that demonstrated they had genuinely put their faith and trust in Jesus. They'd repented of their sin. preaching of the cross is the core message of the gospel. And because Christ died for our sins, because he was buried and because he rose again from the dead, we can turn to God from our idols, from the things that take us away from God, from our sin. We can repent and change our thinking, and we can turn to Christ and trust him. And when we do that, we will have and enjoy the forgiveness of sins. May God bless you richly through his word today. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.